WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Wake Up Winning. Your daily dose of motivation and life hacks to conquer your day, one awesome morning routine at a time. I'm Leo Weston, and let me tell you, I get it. Life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, family commitments, and the constant barrage of notifications, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and stressed out. But what if I told you there's a way to find that inner oasis of calm amidst the chaos? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating inner peace and calmness. Now, before you picture yourself meditating on a mountaintop for weeks, let me assure you, this isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about incorporating simple, practical techniques into your daily life that can make a world of difference in how you handle the ups and downs. Ever felt like your mind is racing a mile a minute? You know that feeling when thoughts are just bouncing around, making it impossible to focus or relax. That's where inner peace comes in, a sense of quiet clarity even when things get hectic. So, let's break down five key takeaways that can help you unlock that inner calm. First, prioritize mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to join a yoga retreat though. Hey, if that's your thing, go for it. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, savoring each experience, and letting go of worries about the past or future. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, notice the sensations around you, or engage all your senses during a simple activity like eating. Next up, embrace gratitude. When we focus on what we're thankful for, it shifts our perspective and helps us appreciate the good things in our lives. It could be as small as a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, or as big as the support of loved ones. Take a moment each day to jot down three things you're grateful for. It can be a game changer. Now, let's talk about setting healthy boundaries. You know that saying no is sometimes the bravest thing you can do? It's true. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. This protects your time and mental space, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for maintaining inner peace. Another key ingredient, move your body. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally elevate your mood and reduce stress. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the gym, or taking a brisk walk in nature. Just get moving. And finally, don't underestimate the power of sleep. When we're well-rested, our minds are sharper, our emotions more balanced, and we're better equipped to handle challenges. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Your mind and body will thank you. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a marketing manager juggling multiple projects, endless emails, and demanding clients. She's constantly feeling stressed, her mind racing, and she's struggling to keep up. But then Sarah decides to try some of these techniques. She starts practicing mindfulness during her lunch break, focusing on her breath and the sights and sounds around her. She makes a gratitude list every evening, jotting down things she's thankful for. She sets boundaries by politely declining unnecessary meetings and saying no to projects that overload her schedule. She finds time for daily walks in nature, embracing the fresh air and sunshine. And most importantly, she prioritizes getting enough sleep each night. The result? Sarah feels a noticeable shift. Her stress levels decrease, her mind is clearer, and she's more able to handle the demands of her job with grace and focus. She's discovered that cultivating inner peace isn't about escaping life's challenges, it's about facing them with greater calmness and resilience. So, remember, my friends, building inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes consistent effort, but the rewards are measurable: increased happiness, reduced stress, improved focus, and a greater sense of fulfillment. Start incorporating these simple techniques into your daily routine and watch as you transform from stressed to serene. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to cultivate inner peace? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #WakeUpWinning. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for daily doses of motivation and inspiration to help you win every day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.